A call to protest peacefully. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, from Tyre Nichols' mother in Memphis.
You can get your point across, but we don't need to tear up our cities, people, because we do have to live in them.
That was at a vigil last night for her son. Tonight, police body cam footage will be released showing Nichols' confrontation with five officers who are also black, who were fired and charged.
The men are accused of beating Nichols so badly during a traffic stop earlier this month that he was left unrecognizable. Nichols ended up in the hospital on January 7th and died 3 days later.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis, Tennessee.
We are learning this morning that four of the five officers are now out on bond after being charged with murder.
An ISIS wannabe convicted of a terror attack in New York City, of murdering eight people on Halloween 2017, driving a rented van down a bike path. The same federal jury could sentence Saifullah Saipov to die. In the middle of the classified document drama that has special counsels investigating former President Trump and President Biden, the National Archives is asking ex-presidents and VPs to recheck their files for anything classified.
The Presidential Record Act states records created by the president are property of the federal government and are to be managed and maintained by the archives.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Former Vice President Pence found some at his home, too, and turned them over. The FDA may change the way we deal with COVID after a panel of advisors, including Dr. Jerry Weir, voted unanimously to recommend an annual shot.
At some stage of the pandemic, maybe even now, such an assumption will be reasonable, and a single vaccine dose should suffice for most individuals.
That vaccine would be updated for the current strain. A legendary voice of college basketball has been silenced. Billy Packer has died.
North Carolina right now is facing that early in this ballgame.
He was the lead analyst for the NCAA tournament for 34 years.
This game is over.
Packer died of kidney failure at age 82. America's listening to Fox.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
President Biden took aim at House Republicans, who've been critical of him for spending too much money and causing inflation and potentially a looming recession.
They want to raise your gas prices. They want to cut taxes for billionaires.
And he says they could put the U.S. economy at risk, demanding spending cuts be attached to raise the debt limit ahead of a June deadline.
At a union hall in Springfield, Virginia, President Joe Biden made clear he wants the debt limit to be raised.
And the very notion that we would default on the safest, most respected debt in the world is mind-boggling.
The president touted recent job numbers as well as legislation such as the CHIPS and Science Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. The president next week will travel to Baltimore to once again discuss more infrastructure projects and his economic agenda. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly the day after big gains, and the report showing economic growth last quarter did not slow down as much as expected. The Dow rose 205 points. The Nasdaq surged up 199. The government has found even more fraud related to all the COVID relief handed out back when the virus first hit.
The Justice Department on Thursday announcing the arrest of seven people on conspiracy to commit wire fraud charges in a scheme officials say was designed to defraud the COVID-19 Paycheck Protection Program for $7.5 million. That program was put in place to help businesses keep workers on the payroll during the pandemic. Prosecutors say those arrested filed dozens of fraudulent applications, with some inflating the number of people eligible for the funds. Three were from Massachusetts, two from Georgia, the others from Tennessee and Florida. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Novak Djokovic has advanced to the men's final at tennis's Australian Open, the first Grand Slam tournament of the year. He wasn't allowed to play there last year for refusing to get a COVID vaccine. This year, he'll face Stefanos Tsitsipas in the final. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.